Hello, this is Steve Ember. I've been asked to do a little recitation in Balamorese, and I should say before I launch into this that not everyone in Baltimore speaks this way, and there are various degrees of the Balamorese accent. So I'm going to give it to you full force Baltimorese, and let's hope that it does not keep you from visiting Baltimore if English is your second language. Here we go. When I was growing up over there, we had two famous sports teams. The O's, that's short for Orioles, the baseball team, and the Celts, the football team. They played their home games at the old Memorial Stadium. All the fans would enjoy half smokes and natty bows. That was the nickname for our local brew, National Bohemian. It's not brewed locally anymore, but Ballmer's still got Brewer's Hill. It's a landmark. Okay, let me stop here and tell you about some of the Baltimore sounds. The Baltimore O is probably the most characteristic of these. As you heard me say, the Celts for Colts and the O's, that's the letter O, which is short for the Orioles baseball team. Something else that you'll hear a lot in Baltimore is a kind of swallowed L. And you heard a little bit of that when I said it's a landmark. If you're around railroad people, they might talk about locomotives. So there you have the O and the L, and you hear what that sounds like when they're all run together. Locomotive. Now, as a child, I used to love to go downtown with my mother, especially the day after Thanksgiving, to look at the electric trains in those wonderful department stores down there on Charles Street and Harrod Street. My birthday was a week later, and my folks always got me something new from a train layout, sometimes even a locomotive. My folks used to take me to New York on the train. Sometimes we went on a Pennsylvania Railroad, but my favorite was the B&O. That was short for Ballmer, Ohio. I used to love leaving from Mount Royal Station, which had a big, tall clock tower. Now, you're about to hear something that is so quintessentially Baltimore, we have to include it. And in the summertime, we'd all go to Antiation. Antiation, you know what that is? Down to the ocean. We'd all go to Antiation. That's what we called Ocean City over there on the eastern shore. But before we left, we'd always stop over at Reed's Drugstore to buy some Kodak Color film so's I could take lots of pictures with my Brownie Hawkeye camera. There's another unique pronunciation that you'll hear in Baltimore. Pixture for picture. And Color film, color film. Then my dad would stop at the SO gas station, fill up the tank, and get the windshield washed and the tars checked. Okay, there's another, a couple of unique Baltimore pronunciations. For wash, you'd say wash. And tire, that would be tar. So you get the tars checked. He'd make sure to obey the speed limit, because no one likes to be pulled over by the police. Okay, there's another one. The public safety in Baltimore is taken care of by the police and the fire department. So there you hear the Baltimore O in Paris and the pronunciation of the IRE sound like fire or tire. It's the fire department. Your house catches on fire, you got to call the fire department. And for folks staying home, if their houses didn't have no air conditioning, they'd sit outside on their marble steps. We called them stoops and talk to the neighbors. Baltimore takes great pride in their marble steps that adorn the Ray houses, the row houses. For some reason, they call the steps a stoop. And there we get to another Baltimore sound, the O-O, as in stoop, comes out stoop. Another fun thing to do in the summertime was to sit out on a patio and eat steamed crabs. We'd crack 'em open with those big wooden hammers and eat all the meat in the claws and wash it down with cold natty bows and listen to our favorite music on the radio. Now, when I grew up, I did not have a terribly strong Baltimore accent, but I did have a bit of the Baltimore O, and my first job in radio was for a station called WWIN, and it called itself Win Radio. Well, as a conscientious young broadcaster, I would record myself just to make sure I wasn't getting into bad habits. And I heard myself saying, Win Radio. And, of course, I started overcompensating, so it came out Win Radio. But by and by, it landed where it should, and I was able to say Win Radio. So there's that Baltimore A once again. It's a hard one to lose, folks. Folks. Baltimore can sometimes get a whole lot of snow in the winter, so you need to have good snow tires on the car, so when you step on the accelerator, you won't be slipping and sliding all over the road. That's another Baltimore pronunciation that I remember from childhood. When you got in the car, when you started the engine, you would then step on the accelerator. And in the summertime, you need to fill the power more with some gasoline so you can mow the lawn and be careful you don't hit the flowers along the walk. Then you put the power more back in the shed. Be sure to close up the gasoline can so you don't got to call the fire department. And then you go inside the house and wash your hands in a bathroom sink and go put something on the stove for dinner. You just heard another a couple of Baltimore sounds. The TH, the hard TH, as in bathroom or with. A lot of Baltimoreans will make that into an F, and that's why I said bathroom. You also heard the double O, the oo sound, which might get turned into an ew sound, as in bathroom. And then there is the thing that you wash your hands in, the zank. That's a sink. And you put something on the stove. There's the O sound once again. And just about to wrap up here, this is one of my favorite expressions that I remember from my early years in Baltimore. My teen years, actually. One day I asked about my boss who wasn't in the office. A girl I worked with said, "Ew, Barn, he's home with a varse." Did you catch that? What she was saying was, "Oh, Byron, he's home with a virus." And that is today's lesson. And that's today's lesson in Baltimoreese. I'm Steve Ember.